Hi, and welcome to Wendelicious at Goal. I'm your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. In 2018, I lost 48 and a half pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program. Each week on this show, I will share my personal successes and struggles and provide support and motivation to others on a weight loss journey, whether or not that journey is with Weight Watchers. The views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers. So let's go. Hello, my lovelies, my QFAers. We are back at it again. Welcome to episode 21 of Wendelicious at Goal. 21 episodes. It's a miracle. I am so glad to have you here. What a week. I'm exhausted. As I mentioned on last week's show, I had an event last Friday that I've been preparing for many months. It was a pretty detail-heavy event, but it went really, really well. Everything went really smooth. It was a volunteer and supporter recognition event, and it's just one of those feel-good events. So happy. Everybody had such a good time. It was super nice. So like I said, went super well. Could not be happier. But there is always an immense feeling of relief at the end of any event. But the exhaustion actually doesn't set in for sometimes even a couple of days later because you're riding so high on that adrenaline rush that you get from the satisfaction of an event well done. But hey, at least it is over. I can move on to my next event, which is actually not happening till October, but that will be here soon. But then I can also focus on the many, many things in my life that I have been neglecting over the past several months because two events that I was planning back to back, plus all my life struggles that have been happening that I've been sharing with you along the way. I'm really looking forward to things being normal for a while. But so how did my week go? So, you know, living the dream, you know how it goes. I did go to my meeting on Sunday. It was great as always, always really grounding and relaxing and calm when I go to a meeting. As I mentioned last episode, one of my goals, my summer goals, is to go to a meeting every week. So I'm gonna do that. And also I'm kind of excited. I go to my meeting on Sunday, but they added a new meeting to my Weight Watchers Center Friday mornings at 8 a.m. Now, y'all know I'm not a morning person either, but I'm thinking that Friday morning might be a nice alternative for me. 8 a.m., that's before work, so I can hit that and then still go to work and then have the rest of my day. And, you know, it's probably a good idea to get to a second meeting every once in a while. Get a little new experience, a new leader, new group of people, maybe learn some new things that maybe you wouldn't get at your regular meeting time. It's always nice for a little change of pace. So I think I'm going to check out the Friday morning meeting this week and see how that goes. I've been about 50% on tracking and staying on plan. I still have not found that magic formula for kicking myself in the ass that I've been looking for approximately 4 months now, but I'm still on the search. Suggestions are always welcome. Hit me up over on the Facebook group. Give me a virtual kick in the ass. I really do need one of those. Thank you very much in advance. I did go for a training run last night. I did a 30-minute run, and my pace was pretty good for someone who hasn't run in about a month. The Cleveland Marathon was my last actual run, sadly, but I'm back on it. I've registered for a 5K on the 4th of July, so I am looking forward to that. I did this event last year. It's called the Hudson Firecracker 5K, and damn it, it was hot last year. They don't start this race till about 9 in the morning, which sounds early, and I guess it is, but by 9 o'clock, really, it kind of gets hot. I really would prefer if they started the race a little early, maybe like 7, before the heat starts crawling in. But anyway, so that's the thing. I'm doing the race again, July 4th. It's a nice race, lots of people. It's pretty fun. They do have bagels and coffee at the end, so that's always a plus. I also think I'm going to register for another run on July 21st, which is part of an event called the Run of the Ox, which is part of a church ox roast festival in a town near mine. Now, as a vegetarian, I will not be taking part in the ox roast part of the event. Poor little baby ox. but the run sounds fun. And as a lapsed Catholic, I don't think I'm going to be taking part in the church aspect of that event as well. Whatever. The run does sound fun. And my friend Jenny has expressed an interest in running with me. So I think we're going to do it, if nothing else, but for the opportunity to say we ran in a race called the Run of the Ox. Plus, I recently bought myself a new pair of fun, multicolored, knee-high running socks. And I'm looking forward to wearing them. All right, something else weird happened this week. I bought myself a pair of running shorts. Something I've never worn before. I usually wear the tight capri pants. Well, I wore those shorts on my run last night, and I pretty much ended up with an instant wedgie. I think I'm going to stick to those running pants and stay away from the shorts. I spent 3 miles picking those shorts out of my butt, and I shudder to think about what I look like to people driving past. No more shorts. And how was your week? Well, as I said, I went to my meeting on Sunday, and as I was sitting in that meeting, I heard someone mention the word gratitude, and that got me thinking. Am I grateful for what I have? Am I grateful enough? Do I appreciate the things that I have and the people in my life, or am I constantly in search of something else, something new, something different? Well, the answer to all those questions is probably maybe, I don't know, but I know that I should be grateful. But for what and why? Do I even know what I have? Or has that knowledge been lost in my constant search for something shiny and new and just out of the packaging? I also thought about how being grateful can help on your weight loss journey, specifically in reminding yourself about what you have and what you've accomplished and how strong you really and truly are, because those things are so important. All right, do you know who Dr. Laura Schlesinger is? Dr. Laura? Well, if you don't, she is a radio talk show host who dispenses tough love type of advice to people on the air. Now, that woman is one tough cookie. I know so many people don't like her for various and sundry reasons. I mean, she's pretty rough, but I actually really like her way of dispensing advice. Right to the point, direct, upfront, absolutely no BS. If she thinks you're being an ass, she's going to tell you you're being an ass and to just knock it off. Anyway, one of the things that she was well known for, besides her acerbic manner, was her saying that gratitude is an attitude. Maybe she doesn't use that expression anymore. I don't know. I can't afford to pay for a satellite radio subscription to hear her show. But it was something she used to say all the time when her show was free and over the air, you know, in the olden times, essentially. Anyway, that saying, gratitude is an attitude, has really stuck with me all these years because it really does make a lot of sense. So gratitude is simply the mindset of being appreciative for people, for things, for whatever. Well, why is this so good? Well, first, according to psychologists, just thinking about everything that you have to appreciate can boost your happiness and your overall sense of well-being. Feeling gratitude and actually expressing it can boost your happiness right away. For example, last Friday, after my event was over, it was such a mood booster to walk around the ballroom and sincerely thank everyone who helped make it possible. I meant every single word of gratitude that I uttered to all of my colleagues and friends. And seeing them react to the simple act of being thanked, a smile, or a hug me, or whatever, it was better than just about anything else. And the rest of my day was absolutely fantastic. And I hope theirs was too. There is a ton of evidence out there that shows that giving thanks can also have a lasting effect on your mood beyond just that moment or that day. One study from the University of Pennsylvania found that people who wrote and delivered a heartfelt thank you letter actually felt happier for a full month after writing it. And those same researchers discovered that writing down three positive events each day for a week kept happiness levels high for up to 6 months. That is incredible. And I'll get back to that point in a little bit. But overall, adopting an attitude of gratitude means making it a habit to express thankfulness and appreciation in all parts of your life on a regular basis for both the big and the small things. There's this author, his name is Lewis Howes, and he wrote this, and I love it. If you concentrate on what you have, you'll always have more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never have enough. Man, that is the truth. All I need to do is look at my Amazon order history to see that. Seriously. So how can you cultivate that attitude of gratitude and get those positive side effects? Pretty easy, actually. The tools that those psychologists used in those research studies, those thank you notes and a gratitude journal, those are some pretty powerful ways to boost your gratitude. By writing down positive things that happened to you and by actively acknowledging those who have helped you, you become better at recognizing the good things in your life, which then naturally helps you feel more grateful and thankful more often. Of course, the actual goal isn't to have a notebook full of your declarations of gratitude, but rather the exercise of writing things down and actively being grateful to people, it makes gratitude a default setting for you. And according to researchers, again, more researchers, there's always researchers doing research. There are four primary characteristics of grateful people. And these are the characteristics that those thank you notes and gratitude journal entries can help to strengthen and invigorate. So people who experience the most gratitude and therefore the most positive effects of gratitude tend to, one, feel a sense of abundance in their lives. Two, appreciate the contributions of others to their well-being. Three, they recognize and enjoy life's small pleasures. And four, they acknowledge the importance of experiencing and expressing gratitude. I want to be able to do those things. They sound awesome. So I want to stop here and dig a little deeper into the idea of a gratitude journal. I'm not necessarily going to talk about thank you notes because everybody knows and everybody's grandma has told them how important it is to send thank you notes. But just remember for the moment that writing those thank you notes, even though they are a giant pain in the ass, writing those thank you notes will help you get that attitude of gratitude, and they will help you have that feeling of thankfulness as a regular everyday occurrence. And it just will make you feel better once you thank people. So I'm going to not talk too much about the thank you notes, but just remember, please write the thank you notes. Oh my God, do I have to bug you about it every day? Write the thank you notes. Okay. So like I said, I want to stop here, dig a little deeper into the idea of a gratitude journal, because this is the one that really resonated with me. I know lots of people keep some sort of a journal. I know I do. Y'all know about my QFA journal and how it helped me get to goal. That journal's still going strong too. But my journal, my QFA journal, has mostly been about writing down the things I'm struggling with, to be honest with you, as a means of catharsis in the hopes of stumbling onto a solution as I'm writing. It's definitely been good for that. But writing down every day the things that I'm grateful for is not something that I've really done a whole lot. So what does a gratitude journal look like exactly? Well, I guess what they say you should do is take time every day or every night or whenever to write down the things that you're grateful for, that you're proud of, and you're excited about. I guess people suggested this might be a nice way to end your day before you go to sleep. get out your little gratitude journal and write down the things that day that or that week or whatever that you're thankful for, a few things, and acknowledge yourself for what you've done and what you've accomplished in the last day or the week or the last month or even the year, whatever. And I do firmly believe in that. I believe in acknowledging yourself for what you've done. You have heard me say it before. One of my whys, the why that actually got me to goal, was that I want to love my body. And not just for what it looks like, but for what it can do and what it has accomplished. And I know for a fact that reminding myself of all the amazing things that my body has been able to do lately over the last couple of years, that has really kept me going. And it has kept me from wanting to quit when things got rough. And things are still kind of rough, frankly, you know, I've been talking about it, but I will not quit because my body is freaking amazing in what it can do. I've lost nearly 50 pounds and I have kept it off for more than a year, essentially. And I'm a runner, for crying out loud. Me, Wendy, the mathlete, a runner. Oh my God, I am so grateful that my body can now do this thing that never before in my entire life have I ever thought I could do or wanted to do or whatever. It is awesome. So I guess maybe I have sort of been keeping a gratitude journal right here on this podcast. I do share here the things that I'm happy about and that I'm proud of and that I've accomplished. So this is kind of like an audio gratitude journal. And I will not lie, doing this podcast has made me more grateful for a lot of things, especially for my listeners, all 10 of you who I know are out there on the same journey that I'm on. It really keeps me going. So thank you to all of you, sincerely. And that is why I love, love, love hearing from you. You keep me going. I'm not crying, you're crying. Anyway, what kind of stuff am I going to put in my QFA gratitude journal, the written one? Well, I've got more than a few things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my dogs. I'm grateful for my husband most days. I am grateful for my parents, my siblings, my entire family. I'm grateful for my nice home. I'm grateful for the ability to work and earn a paycheck. And I'm grateful for the ability to run and exercise and be mobile. Well, what else? It is nice to be grateful for other people or for things, for sure. But how about being grateful for yourself and how awesome you are? Instead of constantly beating yourself up for what you don't like about yourself, flip it. Identify one or two things about yourself that you do like. Maybe you really like your new haircut or you like the color of your eyes. I know you have to have one or two things about yourself that you really do like. So think about that. Maybe write that down in your gratitude journal. I'll help you out. Here are some of the things that I really like about myself. Maybe some of it's dumb, but I don't care. I like my red hair. It makes me different. I hated my red hair when I was growing up because it made me different. I mean, that's why kids don't want to be different from other kids. And that's a lot of the reason why growing up is so difficult. But now I totally love it. I love my red hair. I also love my brain. Hey, it got me an audition for Jeopardy, which is next Saturday. And I'm actually totally freaking out. But I'll probably talk more about that later, next episode. I love my wrists. I know, it's so dumb. But they are so nice and trim. I also love that I have very few wrinkles on my face. They help me look much younger than I actually am, or the lack of wrinkles actually help me look much younger than I actually am. I do not get out in the sun. I'm very strict about not getting too much sun, so I don't get those wrinkles. So on days when I'm not feeling great about myself, I can remind myself, hey girl, you got skinny wrists and you look like a late 20-year-old. Even though your driver license photo makes you look like a strung out meth addict, Man, I should have washed my hair that morning, but I didn't know I was getting my picture taken again, all right? So shut up. So instead of comparing yourself to others, give yourself credit for who you are right now and for the big and small things you have been doing and all the things that you have accomplished. Hey, listen, I tracked for a whole day yesterday. Damn it, that's good. I'm proud of that. Now, every day won't be perfect, but focusing on what you're grateful for tends to wash away those feelings of anger and negativity. And when you feel grateful for those things about yourself, even if you're not perfect, none of us are, you will start to be happier and things will look so much more positive. And positivity breeds success. You know that. Fake it till you make it, and you will make it. You will have that focus, and you are determined, and you will meet your goals. Just be positive. Don't think about all the things that you haven't accomplished yet. Yet. Change your mind and give yourself a pat on the back for the things that you have accomplished. And then you can set goals for the things that you haven't accomplished yet, but that are on your list. And you will get there with that positive attitude. Now, when you are negatively focused on the things that you don't have or can't do, you really lose sight of the things that you do have and that you can do. So flip it around. And for now, forget about the things that you don't have. Actually, not for now, just forever. Just forget about the things that you don't have. If you focus on the positive, who knows? You'll get those things maybe. Or maybe you'll figure out that you don't even want them after all. Like, I really don't need that, what are those things called? That crystal encrusted Fitbit band. I really don't need that. I want it. It's in my saved items in my Amazon order. It's on my wish list, but I don't really need it. Whatever. So maybe if I just focus on the positive things that I do have, maybe someday I just won't even want that thing anymore. So that'd be great. So just focus on the things that you have and not the things that you don't have. Now, if the gratitude process is hard to get going for you, maybe start by asking yourself, what could I be grateful for? Maybe think of some broad categories and see if the ideas start to flow. You could also start small and simple. So back to something I said earlier. Write down three things that happened today that you're grateful for. I will start. So today is day one of a 5-day mini vacation. Now, there ain't nothing bad about a vacation, so I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I have vacation time. And I'm grateful that today starts it. Number two, I enjoyed a 45-minute drive to an early morning meeting today. Yes, on my day off. But I really love the solitude of driving, and I got to listen to an entire uninterrupted episode of one of my favorite podcasts. Here's a little aside. Anyone else out there listen to TBTL, Too Beautiful to Live with Luke Burbank? If so, get at me and let's meet up. Come on. I need to know that there are other weirdos like me out there that listen to TBTL. The third thing today that I'm grateful for is that I had a cold can of Diet Pepsi in my fridge. I am drinking it right now. Take a little sip. I know it is full of artificial sweeteners and a lot of carbonation, but can't I just have one thing that's bad for me without you all getting up in my grill about it? Leave me alone. I like my Diet Pepsi. So those are my three things that happened today that I am grateful for. What are yours? They don't have to be big. They can be anything. Hey, I'm happy about a freaking can of soda. Well, what else can you do to help you adopt that attitude of gratitude? Here are some other suggestions. Wake up every day and express to yourself what you're grateful for. Most days, I'm grateful for coffee. Really, that's it. Some nights, I go to bed so excited because I know there's going to be coffee when I wake up. Sad, but true. Here's another one. Tell whoever you're with at the end of the day the three things that you are most grateful for. Maybe it's even that person. Who knows? Tell whoever you're with right now because maybe you're listening to this, I don't know, maybe you're listening to it on your walk. Maybe you're walking your dog as you're listening to this podcast. So, you know, tell your dog the three things that you're most grateful for in this moment. They won't be able to talk back, but you're talking to somebody. Okay, here are the things that I am most grateful for right now, this very minute, while I'm recording the show. I'm grateful for my voice. I'm grateful for my internet connection that allows me to upload this podcast. And I'm grateful for the smelly dog that is actually barking outside the room right now. I don't know if you can hear her. Bella is barking like a maniac. Somebody must be here. So another thing you can do is acknowledge other people and thank them for inspiring or helping or supporting you. Sometimes people wait their whole lives to be acknowledged. Do something nice for someone else by telling them thank you. It's so simple, but a sincere thank you can go so far. And again, let me just say thank you to all of you out there listening to this show. I am truly grateful to all of you. I mean that sincerely. As I've said before, it is nice to know that I'm not just shouting out into the ether. And the email and the Facebook messages that I get from all of you really do make my day when I get them. So I really do appreciate that. All right, so I think it's just about time to wrap things up here. So here is your mission for the week, should you choose to accept it. Part one, write down two or three things that you are grateful for. Get a journal if you want, and maybe even try to do it a few times this week. And eventually you'll make it a habit. And if you don't have a journal, maybe write these things down on a piece of paper, hang it on your fridge, or write it on a post-it note, stick it on your bathroom mirror where you can see it and be reminded of the things that you're thankful for. Part two, share those things if you want to share over on the Wendelicious Facebook group page. Come on over and share and let the other members cheer you on. And let's get a big group discussion going, because putting things out in the open and sharing what makes you happy and sharing what you're grateful for, it just cultivates that whole attitude of gratitude, and it'll spread it throughout our community, and it'll just spread it out wide too. Part three, tell someone that you are grateful for them. Spread that gratitude around, cultivate that attitude of gratitude, give and you shall receive. Track your progress with daily gratitude. Thank the universe or God or whatever you want on a daily basis for granting you the good things that you have and for granting you focus and determination. And to go along with being grateful for yourself, I want you to be patient and gentle with yourself. Trust yourself to make the right choices for your life. Don't count on others to make you happy, but be grateful for when they do. Be independent and walk through your life being grateful no matter what shows up for you. You're in control and you have the power to make your day good or bad by your attitude. Happiness is a choice. Choose to be happy and grateful every day. What you think is what will manifest. Think it, feel it, do it. Being grateful can help stop those feelings of inadequacy and envy. When you know what you have and you're thankful for it, the things that other people have maybe just don't seem as desirable anymore or necessary. Stop comparing yourself and your things to others. Comparison is the thief of all joy. Envy robs you of happiness. Resentment is stupid, and it's like drinking poison and hoping the other person will die. It makes no sense. Release envy, jealousy, and resentment. Be grateful for what you have and for what you are and for what you can accomplish. Be happy for yourself and be happy for the success of others too. Sometimes that's hard, but you need to realize that everyone is on their own journey, making their own choices and mistakes, and perhaps they don't have that attitude of gratitude yet. But just accept that. Don't compare your journey to theirs. It is never a fair comparison, and you just end up frustrated. Everyone is unique and different and has something special to offer to the world, and that includes you. You are on your own journey and you're free to make and enjoy your own choices. Make good choices. Choose happy and be grateful. Well, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a rating and a review over on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews will help more people find me, and then they'll start getting the same motivation and inspiration that you're getting. You can also find my show on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and pretty much anywhere that you can find podcasts. Subscribe and please share the show with your friends. You can also find me on Facebook. Search for the Wendelicious at Goal Facebook page, and also find the Wendelicious at Goal Facebook group, our private little closed group. We're an intimate group for now, but I really would like to see it get lively up in there. Come on, Jamie and Beva and Angie and Emily and Diane. Come on, let's shake it up. Let's get moving. I'm also on Instagram. I will post all my profile links in the show notes. And please don't forget to drop me a line and tell me how you're doing. My email address is wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. That's wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. I really want to hear from you. I am grateful for you when you write to me. I love it. I mean it. Thank you. So hit me up. Have a great week and meet me back here next week. Don't forget, if you're not going to go all the way, why go at all? QFA, everyone, and let's do this.